Track 2.4.
So, what cool new gadget are you going to wow us with today, Sue?
Not so new, John. It's an e-reader, or an electronic reading device.
Thanks, but no thanks. I love the feel of a book in my hands. There's no replacing it.
But this is so much more than a book. It's 1,000 books, all stored in one small device. No more hunting around in bookstores. No more dusty bookshelves. Books have gone digital. It fits in your pocket or purse, and you can take it with you anywhere, with more books than you could possibly read.
You've been reading too much hype. Plus, I love my dusty old bookshelves. My house would look bare without them.
Yes, but think of this. You're going on vacation, you're packing your bags, and you've got to decide which books to take with you. How many can you fit in your suitcase? Which one are you going to take on board with you? What if you don't like it? What if you finish it halfway through the trip and you have nothing left to read except the in-flight magazine?
Horrors.
Problem solved. You can take them all with you. And if you need a local guidebook while you're there, just connect to the internet and you can download anything you need.
Yes, but looking at a small screen like that for hours on end can't possibly be good for your eyes. I mean, it's like sitting in front of a computer for hours on end.
Oh, but it isn't. The screen doesn't emit light, so no glare and very little eye strain. No more than reading a normal paper book. You can even read it in strong sunlight. I'd say it's even easier on the eyes than a real book.
Yes, but it isn't a book. I'm sorry, but I really don't think any device, no matter how slick and quick and easy to use, can possibly replace a much-loved book.
Sure, and when the first trains were built, nobody wanted to go on them because they thought the human body would be sure to explode if it traveled at over 40 miles an hour.
I know. And nobody thought there'd be a market for personal computers back in the 1960s.
Also, think about the environmental impact. What about the costs of making the paper, printing the books, and then shipping them all over the world? Not to speak of the mountains and mountains of newspapers trashed every single day. You know, it may not save the planet, but it'd be a step in the right direction if we gave up paper publications and turned to e-reading instead.
I can see you're definitely sold on the idea.
Why not try it? Borrow this one for a week and we can talk about it again on the next show. I'm sure it'll give you plenty to write about on your blog, which, by the way, you'll be able to read on your new e-reader.